Female Taliban Victim: Sometimes Our Bodies Are Fed to Dogs. By Amy Furr on August 19, 2021. A 33-year-old woman named Khadra, who claimed to have been brutalized by the Taliban, said in their eyes, "Women are not living, breathing human beings, but merely some meat and flesh to be battered." She was shot by the insurgents in Afghanistan's Ghazni province in 2020 and her eyes were gouged out. Khadra has been living with her husband and child while undergoing treatment in Delhi since November, News 18 reported Monday. It was her father, a former Taliban fighter, who conspired the attack on her, she told News 18 in Delhi on Sunday, the outlet continued. Khadra, a former police personnel, was brutalized by the Taliban last year in October when she was 2 months pregnant. On her way back home from work, she was accosted by three Taliban fighters who checked her ID first, then shot her multiple times. She took 8 bullets in her upper body and indiscriminate knife injuries all over. The Taliban pierced her eyes with knives after she fell unconscious and left her to die. She also described what the militant group has reportedly done to other women, Khadra claimed. "They, Taliban, first torture us, women, and then discard our bodies to show as specimen of punishment. Sometimes our bodies are fed to dogs. I was lucky that I survived it. One has to live in Afghanistan under the Taliban to even imagine what hell has befallen on the women, children and minorities there." Speaking about the horrifying incident, Khadra noted it was possible for her to move to Kabul then go to Delhi for treatment because she had the money. But this fortune is not available for all. "Women and anyone who disobeys the Taliban die in the streets," she stated. A group of women in Kabul, Afghanistan, held a protest Tuesday to demand the radical Islamist Taliban respect their rights, Breitbart News reported. However, Taliban leader Wahidullah Hashimi stated Thursday, the group would not implement democracy in Afghanistan because its culture and Islamic Sharia law did not support such a political system. "There will be no democratic system at all because it does not have any base in our country. We will not discuss what type of political system we should apply in Afghanistan because it is clear. It is Sharia law and that is it," he said.